Welcome to Encore, brought to you each week by BoomersWork.com. Here on Seaside FM, I'm Costas Halavrezos. Many retirees put travel at the top of their bucket list. Perhaps for the first time, they have the opportunity to explore countries they've only dreamed of visiting. But with a seemingly endless number of global destinations and offers, how do you choose what's best for you? Well, Blair Jarrett joins us today on Encore. He's Senior Director of Marketing at Maritime Travel, and he helps clients find destinations that are both rewarding and affordable. Blair, welcome to Encore.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Now, I guess retirement almost by definition marks a time when many people really want to see the world beyond their familiar borders and the places, the roads they've been traveling all these years while they were working full time. And of course, the travel industry, your industry, is very happy to oblige. But even before a person goes on the internet, start surfing around, what are some of the questions you should be asking yourself before you make a choice about where to take that first big trip?
Well, one of the first things that you'd want to consider is, you know, where your dream takes you. So it's really all about, you know, where's the place that I want to go? Where have I always wanted to visit? After that, you really have to look at what your comfort zone is, meaning how much you need or wish to be looked after while traveling, how independent you'd want to be. You know, for older travelers and post-retirees, it's changing all the time, but some people love the adventure of doing it on their own, you know, trying to find their way to that hotel, you know, renting a car and driving in foreign places and trying to find where the attractions are and that sort of thing. Other folks are, they want to be hassle-free. They want to be worry-free. They want to be met at the airport. They want to know exactly where they're going, when they're going, and how they're getting there. So those are sort of the two first things you might want to consider.
Now, many retirees want the comfort of someone looking after the planning of their travel agenda at the very least, and also some guidance when they reach their destination. But what do prospective travelers have the right to expect from their travel agent?
Well, they have a right to expect knowledge and experience. And really, that's what we focus on at Maritime Travel. So you'll know if you ever see our website or our ads, our tagline is we know travel best. And that's what we try and achieve all the time. So many of our travel counselors are quite senior themselves and are close to retirement at the moment. We have lots of young folks too, but really, they want that experience and they want that trust. So with a company the size of ours, we have now, we're based in Halifax, of course, but we have now 113 locations across Canada. And we have a tremendous wealth of knowledge just from our network. So we have about 430 travel agents that we employ, and they all have such a range of knowledge and experience that even if the travel counselor themselves may not know the answer to a particular question, she has that information or he has that information at their fingertips.
And what about the actual information and the amount of information you can supply a client?
Oh my gosh, it is unlimited. You know, it can be everything from, you know, if you're traveling, perhaps you're inclined to go on a tour, then, you know, they're really experts at trying to match the tour and the tour provider to the client. Because not every tour operator, not every tour itself may suit the client. So they will start considering things such as price, of course, because the prices vary depending on the travel company you want to travel with. But then the amount of activity involved in a tour or involved in travel needs to match the customer. So if it's a really busy tour, but, you know, maybe the clients have some mobility issues, they can't move as quickly, they may have some health concerns, they really try and match the type of travel to the traveler. And that's something that that our clients should expect.
Now, if, say, someone goes away on something that one of your travel agents has arranged with a tour company in another country, and the client isn't really satisfied with what's going on with that particular tour company. Is there an avenue to get in touch with you directly during a trip?
Always. One of the most popular things that we have, and it's an interesting thing, I've availed myself of it when I've traveled too, is we have a 24/7 emergency assistance line. So it's for after hours assistance, really. So they can always contact their travel agent during business hours, but business hours,
given the time
zones, Beijing may not be business hours in Halifax. So to that end, we actually have what we call our emergency assistance line. And it's not a call center. It's actually staffed by our own senior counselors. So anywhere in the world that you happen to be, you can call them. They have access to your file, all your travel documents, all your information. What that does is it alleviates the need for the traveler to be on, to try and contact an airline, for example. If you've ever tried to contact an airline directly, it's not always the easiest thing to do. However, if you've booked through the agent and say you're traveling in Beijing and you've gotten into a traffic jam and you missed your flight and you need to rebook, all you need to do is call the assistance line. They have all the documentation. They can rebook you on the next flight before you've even left the taxi. And I've actually availed myself of that many times. It's funny to watch because you're on a plane and there's a delay and you're going through Newark and they're saying, we can't, it's too much congestion in Newark. We're going to have to circle for a while. It's going to be late.
I'm missing a connection.
So then they say, well, for those of you who had connections, you need to get in the airline's line once you get to Newark and wait to be rebooked. I just get out my cell phone and I call our emergency assistance line and I say, okay, here's what's going on. And they say, okay, I've got you confirmed on the next flight. You just need to go and you're done. And that's it's an invaluable resource. And not just for older travelers, business travelers in particular find it really helpful.
Now, as you suggested a few minutes ago, there are many types of travel experiences. There are cruises, both ocean and river. There are hiking and cycling trips, food and wine tours, bus tours, all-inclusive resorts. How does a skilled travel agent help a person avoid buying a vacation package that might look great, but you get a feeling it might not be suitable for this particular client?
I mean, how do you turn them away from booking something that doesn't suit them? Well, they would tell them. As I mentioned, not every type of thing. Like what's really interesting in Canada, the way people book their travel is a lot of research is done online, which is great. But most people choose to book with a travel agent, statistically. And that continues to be the case. So for us, we'll match any online price when you book through an agent. It's exactly the same pricing all the time. In fact, often it's better because they have access to more deals and specials and can find them more readily. But if there is, if somebody is looking around online and they find, a tremendous deal on a package or on a flight or on a tour, there'll be times when the agent will say, you know what, that's a great deal, you should take it, let's get you booked. But there'll be other times where they'll say, well, that's not the best time of year to go, and that's probably why it's so cheap. The sea's going to be rough at that time.
How do you feel about hurricanes?
Exactly. So, if it's very low priced, often there's a reason for that. It means the demand isn't so high. So they should be able to correct that and point out, this would be a better option for you. Alternatively, you can find online, there's so much, you can find a travel provider or company that may not be one that we would recommend. So the agent would know, they're not one of our preferred suppliers or preferred
and this
partners.
Is why.
And this is why. So, everything may look really great when you're looking at it on a website, but We know from experience that this particular, we have, you know, there have been problems with this one. I don't recommend mm-hmm. them. And that's the kind of advice that you want.
Now, how much do you depend on feedback? Because on one level, you know, you can see it on the internet. If, you know, someone's gone to a particular hotel, for instance, in a city in the middle of Europe, and you get down to the comments, says, okay, now we're going to find out how people really feel. And you get completely contradictory information.
Yeah.
Now, what about the feedback that you get from clients?
Well, we've made special efforts. What's happened in time, like with the internet, it's at the internet. People often say to me, "Well, you guys are traditional bricks and mortar travel agencies. Surely the internet must be really hurting you." And they're always surprised when I answer, "You know what? It's probably one of the best things that's ever happened to us because it has educated everybody." But at the same time, the traditional travel agent has had to up their game and become very good and very knowledgeable. So in answer to your question, we've had to rely more on our agents for that type of feedback versus online forums. So places like that people like to look at, like TripAdvisor and others that are out there where you can see certain comments, I don't put a lot of stock in those because I don't believe that, for example, if you've had a really nice time at a particular resort or on holiday, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'd be inclined to post comments. So I don't know how accurate it is. So we have actually programs in place for our company to get that feedback. So, for example, we have a series of brochures and on our website as well called our recommended resorts. So what we do in that case is in order for a resort to be recommended, one or more of our agents needs to have visited and stayed at the resort in the last 2 years. There's a whole criteria, and then we get feedback from clients as well. And then our agents actually will, in a sense, vote on what ones should go in and what ones shouldn't. As well, we have them connected on an online chat, all of our agents. So we call it Travel Post, and you can post questions and ask for advice. And you'll often get comments like, you know, I was at such and such a resort in Jamaica 3 or 4 years ago. I have not been since. Does anyone have recent feedback for me? At which point the agent. So they all help and support each other.
You're listening to Encore, brought to you by BoomersWork.com on Seaside FM. I'm Costas Halavrezos. My guest today is Blair Garrett, Senior Marketing Manager at Maritime Travel. Now, travel can be very expensive. Certainly, we've seen the Canadian dollar fall against the American dollar over the past year. But what are some destinations where our dollar goes further than others?
Well, the dollar has been an issue, so it will be an issue in places, obviously in the U.S. primarily. So if you're looking at Florida, for example, you're going to see a price difference now versus this time last year. There are countries in Europe, however, where our dollar has not fallen against the local currency or the euro so much. So places such as Italy and Portugal and places like that continue to still be pretty good value. You know, England is a little pricier than it was. But then, you know, the Caribbean, you won't see a whole lot of change. And places like South America, our dollar continues to perform well.
Just finally, you know, some people might want to try to recapture the experience they had their first time, maybe their only time overseas in their 20s, backpacking or something, you know, after 30 or 40 years later, they want to try to recapture that. But what about changing tastes in travel, you know, from those early years to, you know, your 50s, 60s, 70s? How have your tastes changed over the year? I put you on the spot.
No, that's fine because it's changed not just for me, but I think for everyone. So with seniors and older folks, the traditional concept, for example, of a motor coach tour, where you get on the tour bus with 40 other people and you are touring through, you know, England, Scotland and Wales, for example, or Ireland. People years ago would be content to go on these types of tours and they would be content to sightsee from their window on the motor coach. And now they want to experience. So that type of travel now has been enhanced.
Well, Blair, thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Blair Jarrett is Senior Marketing Manager at Maritime Travel. If you want to comment on today's show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic you think would be of special interest to people age 50 plus, send us an email. The address, Encore, E-N-C-O-R-E, Encore at BoomersWork.com. BoomersWork.com matches boomers looking for part-time work with potential employers. Each week at this time, BoomersWork.com brings you Encore here at Seaside FM. We'll introduce you to men and women navigating the opportunities and challenges facing the growing number of Canadians aged 50 and over. I'm Costas Halavrazos. Have a great day.